are recruiters for Christ. We are
Mr. Avi, you there?
I'm there. How you doing?
Man, I'm going well. Man, I got a new microphone. I guess something's going on with my microphone, man, but it's all good. But yeah, you are now on season 3 of Thor Online Radio. It's me and the Professor Avi. Go ahead and say what's up to the world, Professor Avi.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. Now, already, man. What you just got through hearing was It's All Good by Lonnie Barker. Goes by L Boogie. You can get it on iTunes or download it for free on SoundCloud.com. Or you can go to his Facebook and go to Facebook.com/Lonnie Barker. It's on his new album called The Truth Untold. Yes, you will be hearing that on a few weeks here. Because he's talking about my old hood, talking about it's all good. It's all good. But, yo, we're going to jump right into it, Mr. Ivy. Man, it's been a long time, bro. How you been?
All is well, man. All is well.
Well, go ahead and let me know what you've been up to, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We're 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks from this baby coming. And I'm actually sitting outside of the doctor's office right now for our appointment, man. So it's life is about to change as I know it.
Wow. That's what's up, man. Congratulations. It's definitely a blessing. You know what I mean? And that's actually pretty cool. So I seen on your Facebook, so you working with Arkansas, the band in Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm actually, there's a gospel choir on campus. And last year I was actually over the choir for the whole year, the whole school year. The original director passed away last year, and they called me. Originally I was called just to fill in for him for the semester, but then at the beginning of the fall semester he passed away, and so they just asked me to stay on for fall and spring. And so I was over it all year last year, and then they hired someone else, which I knew they were going to do, and so I just went back to doing my thing. But I guess I made such a good impact on them, man, that they asked me to come. They were like, we got to keep you on somehow, and so they asked me to just be over the band, all the musicians that'll play for that choir.
Okay. Oh, man, that's what's up, man. That's definitely a blessing. So, man, you got a seed coming into the world. Then you're also working with the Arkansas Razorbacks with the gospel choir. I'll tell you what, you're talking about a blessed life, man. I'll tell you what, though, you know who they playing this week, though, right?
Say that again?
I said you know who them Razorbacks are playing this weekend, though, right?
Hey, you know what? Listen, bro, I'm starting to become an Arkansas fan, so I just have to go ahead and say, man, this ain't what you want, man. y'all don't want to see them hogs, man. I don't know though, man. I ain't gonna talk too soon, man, because this past weekend, man, they kind of let everybody down, so.
Yeah,
they gotta regroup,
you know,
man, get stuff together.
Good, though. They take it as a life lesson, but yo. I'm going to leave it right there, too. I ain't going to talk no noise. I know what happened last year. But the reason why we play the game, because you can't go off of what's on paper all the time. That's why you lace up the cleats. Then that's why you step in between them white lines. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
yo,
sir.
I'm going to go ahead and let you get into the message, my brother. The flow is yours.
All right. Well, nothing fancy. I always around this time of the year, I always start thinking, man, another year has come and another year has gone. I just want to encourage everybody just to finish strong. Finish strong. That's normally my message when I get to the end of the year, when it starts to come. Because we have now about 3 months and about 2 weeks left of the whole year. And I just say finish strong, whatever goals that you started out with at the beginning of the year to do, like, finish strong. Even if you had a weight loss goal and you hadn't reached that weight loss goal, that doesn't mean take the rest of the 3 months off. Get on the grind and do something, whether it's lose a pound, lose five, whatever you lose, that'll set you up to lose the rest of it next year. Key example, I like telling stories. I'm in school right now, and it's online, and so the way this program works is every 5 weeks you're in a different class. So I'm in one class, and I have 5 weeks to complete the coursework. And so that means every week, of course, something is due, and kind of how they do it at the school, you have to do a discussion board, then you have to do a quiz that's due by the end of the week, And then normally, depending on who your teacher is, you have to do like one or two assignments. And normally it's an assignment over what you read, and then it's a paper to assess that you to assess your understanding of what you read. And so, and all of that has to be done in a week's time. And so the focus has to be real. Well, in this last class, and I'll just be honest, since I've been doing it, I haven't been doing the best in these classes because it just calls for discipline. That if you don't get ahead of it and get your schedule down pat, then you'll really end up not doing well. So I've been coming out with like B's and C's in the class. And so, you know, that's passing. So this last class, after this last class that I took, I was like, man, I'm gonna do good in my next class. I have to. So the same thing started. I started this 5 weeks, Pete, and was taking this class. And, man, the first 2 weeks I didn't do a paper. Now, the paper was easy. The paper, it was just a one-page paper. That's it, just a one-page paper. Didn't have a maximum or minimum for the sources that you had to have with it. It was just one page. And for 2 weeks, I didn't do that page, so I had two Fs. I had two Fs for the week, which at that point my grade was at an F. And so I was like, man, I have to do something about it. So for the next 3 weeks, man, I just busted my behind, did all my work, made sure I did all the papers, so on to the point that when, by the time it all ended, I came out the class with a B. And a lot of that was talking to my professor. Like normally the policy at the school is you can't turn in assignments after the last day of class, which is Sunday night at 11:59. If your work is not in by Sunday 11:59, then you're pretty much in a bad position. So man, I hit up the professor and told him kind of what was going on. Because another thing, I'll just add, about 2 weeks ago, and I hadn't been public with it, just people that know me know, and people in my church know, but 2 weeks ago, man, my right hand went completely numb on me. I barely had any function in my hand. Couldn't play the keyboard, could barely hold a pen in my hand to write. Like, it was just like my right hand had died, and don't know what's going on with it. Still have a few issues with it, but I'm about 80% now with my hand. But still something is going on that when I go back to the doctor next week. But anyway, I'm saying all that to say I talked to my professor and told him, like, hey, this is what's going on. This is why I'm not done. If I can just have an extension to this time period, to this time frame, then I'll have all the work in. He hit me back that same morning, was like, you know, normally I do have grace because even though school policy is this, I normally have grace with the students to let them do this. And so I'm like, cool. And ended up getting all my assignments in before I told them I would do it. And like I said, walked away from that class with a B, man. And so that just is my point, to finish hard, finish strong. Even if you have not done all that you're supposed to do to reach your goals, wherever you're at right now, finish strong and finish hard.
That's what I'm talking about right there, Mr. Reverend Stephen. I'll be right there talking about finish strong, finish hard. And you have a great point, man. And I say this just every time we have a show, but this is part of the season 3 for the brand new listeners that you don't know. Stephen Albee, every time he speaks, I grasp something from it, and I just want to run with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. That Stephen Albee is a gospel choir director down there for the Arkansas Razorbacks, doing great big things. And all right, Mr. Albee, you can go ahead and stay on the line too, man. I would like for you to hear my message. If you're just not tuning in, this is the SOAR Online Radio. I am Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of it. I took a class assignment and I made it into a radio show, which ultimately turned into a business that I have created. But I can also say, man, when God is with you, who can be against you? And just like how Mr. Stephen Albee said, like you might have started out, you might have started working on a goal this summer or losing weight, and you might not be losing weight, but right now we got 3 months and a few weeks left in a year. And some people, and just like he said, don't just say, well, I'm going to eat all the food, or I'm going to stop drinking, or I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to stop having sex with multiple women or multiple girls or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you got 3 months left. Just go ahead and start now. So once the beginning of the year, once you come with that New Year's resolution, it'll be a little bit more easy. But I'm going to get into it, man, because this has been a roller coaster year for your boy. Woo! It's been a roller coaster year. But first, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of background of how I started. I actually had my first show 3 years ago, September 11th. And boy, I tell you, woo! And I tell you, God is good. God is good. I remember how I did my first show. I remember the courage I had to build myself up just to have my first show. And even before that, the courage that I had to build myself up just to go inside the courthouse to get my DBA papers and do all that. And before that, I had to build up enough courage because I was sitting in my sign language class and just thinking, because by that, I ain't going to go deep into it. But I was sitting in my sign language class, and I've been praying to God for a long time since I quit playing sports. And, man, you know what? I feel like he told me to get up and walk out of class so I could start spreading the word out for his journey. But now I am here three years later, finally got my dream job. I got the phone call July 1st when I was on the Greyhound bus, but I'm going to get into that. And now your boy's married now. But just let me start off whenever I walked out of class, and then fast forward, I got my DBA and had my first show. My first show, I had 626 listeners just on my first show, and I was just like, wow, this can't be real. So then next week I had another show called Just for Success, and that show went from then. It wasn't Just for Success. It was like Persistence, yeah. And that show actually dropped from 626 to 500 and something. But then that next week, I did Just for Success, and that one shot up to 8,000. And I remember telling God, like, ooh, what? I see the numbers. I see the numbers. So you know what? I didn't have a show that next week. It scared the mess out of me. But the week after, I had another 800. And then I've been like, I was in 800 all the way up until then. So I was just like, golly, God, I can't believe what it is. But what I was doing, I was investing in myself. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is I wasn't getting paid. I'm paying money. You know what I'm saying? Just to get my word out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm investing in myself. So I dropped out of school. I didn't say I dropped out of school. I decided I was finished at the time. And just because I'm paying to go to school, so I'm just like, well, shoot, I'm going to pay for my own business. So ultimately, I'm going to do it my way. Well, not really my way, but God's way. And that's fast forward all the way up to the end of last year, December 30th. December 30th, I'm living with my stay-at-home girlfriend. We've been together for about three years, and then we broke it off for a year. Then we decided to get back together. And we're not living right. We're just living under the same apartment. Right? So now we're living together, you know what I'm saying? And we start bickering and hollering at one another. And I'm a real spiritual kind of guy, you know, but you know me. I'm a young black man, athletic. And shoot, I like women. You know what I mean? I like women. I like to look at women. I like to feel them. I like the way they look and taste. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, even though I'm living with this girl, you know, she don't really know in my head, I'm like committed to her. You know what I mean? I'm all hers. You know what I'm saying? I'm all in. But she don't know that. You know what I'm saying? She don't know. All she sees is like these other girls say, oh, happy. Da-da-da, PDP. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, hey, y'all, what up, Saudi? You know, so even though I'm living with her, she's just like, you know? So we will be fighting. So what I'm trying to say, December 30th of last year, we get off work. She's working at Holiday Inn. I'm working at Super 8 on top of doing school radio. And so we both get off at 11 o'clock. When we get off at 11 o'clock, December 30th, I'm tired. I've been at work all day. She's tired. She goes, hey, babe, you want some burritos? Knowing dang well I don't really eat burritos. But, hey, we both just got off work. I'm a little hungry so I can go to sleep. But anyway, I didn't know she puts on the – but instead of baking the burritos, tonight she wants to fry them. I don't even know where they do that at. But anyway – I fall asleep on the couch, not knowing that she was actually going to fry the burritos. So she comes over and lays on me and tells us, you know what happens when your girl lay on you when you're tired? You can put your arm around her and you're going to go to sleep. So let me tell you one thing. I put my arm around her when she laid down. Not only did I fall asleep, but she fell asleep. And then, so I wake up full of smoke. I'm like, oh, Lord. So I go in the kitchen, the whole kitchen, just about on fire. And we live in some apartments. So I'm like, oh, no. Wait. And I'm a black dude from the hood. I don't know nothing about how to put no fire up. We usually just run. But this is my girl who I was wanting to be my wife, but she wasn't the wife at my time. I got to protect her. So my dumb tail grabbed the pot with my bare hands. Grabbed the pot with my bare hands, coming to come out of the kitchen, and she's coming towards me. I'm walking towards her because I got to get out the door. So soon as I get right in front of her, I drop the grease. All the grease jumped, hits her all on her shirt, hit her on her beautiful leg, and it got me all on my hands. I had to pick a hot pot up again with my bare hands and throw it outside. And boy, I tell you, and I'm like, man, I'm a football player. I can handle pain. What pain? You know what I'm saying? But it got her too. It got my queen. And I'm like, if I can suck it up, you can suck it up. So we laying in bed just, and she's like, we need to go to the hospital. And I'm like, no, we don't. and man, long story short, we went to the hospital the next day with this New Year's Eve. She had to have surgery. I did it. I thought I had it worse, but she ended up having worse than I was. She was in the hospital for a week, and everybody who we see was like, ooh, I feel sorry for y'all. Ooh, this is how y'all ended y'all year? Ooh-wee, y'all must be doing something. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know what? I looked at it from a different perspective. I was like, yeah, I'm walking around looking like Michael Jackson right now, but you know what? That means that's how I'm going to end my year next year, on fire. I'm going to end it on fire, baby. And you guess what? And I'm trying to feel this is how God works. Because after we got to that hospital, man, I really sat down and I thought to myself, and me and her, we continue to fight. I said, you know what? To get something you ain't never done, you got to do something that you ain't never did. You want to know what I ain't never did? I never really committed to a woman. And when I say every woman is single until she got a ring on her finger, I'm sorry, player. You been with your girl for 8 or 9 years and she ain't got no ring on her finger. Somebody come in, hey, he's not wrong because she's still single. So I had a conversation with myself. I had a conversation with God. I was like, God, I walked out of school. I've been investing in stuff. I got a show called on Thursday at 8 p.m. with Agent Reese. I'm investing in him. I'm giving Stephen Ivey a chance to get his word out there on store online radio. It's like Lord, I'm making sacrifices, getting rid of my car, getting rid of some things just so I can help my kid and my wife. And so I had a conversation. I had to get right. I had to check myself. So I was like, you know what? I think I know what the problem is. Problem is we living wrong in this house. Problem is I'm supposed to be a leader in this house. How you going to be a leader when you ain't right with yourself? So I had to get right with myself, and you know what? I just surprised her, and when she came home from work one day, I asked her to marry me. And she said yes, of course, but not to say of course, because I was just working at Super 8. Like I say, I was investing in other people, not really investing in myself, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, she said yes. And at this time, I've been working at the radio station too for about 2 years, and I'm waiting on that phone call to get the job that I got now. But anyway, we got married February 13th, and man, ever since we got married, I can't say it's been sunshine and rainbows. Man, like I told you, we got married with no money, and I really commend the people who get married with no money because everybody has an excuse. It's like a butthole, and it smells like doo-doo. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you really want something, especially us men, if we really want something, we're going to get it because we're going to get it because we're not going to make no excuse. So I married the woman of my dreams. She said yes, but... And the reality of it is, we all have feelings. But anyway, man, long story short, we started getting into it after we got married and all this and that. And opportunities coming up for me to go to Dallas to go work some camps with some of my day one brothers. And you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to get away because I'm not really, at this time when me and her are fighting every day, I'm like, God, I feel like you asked me to marry her. And it's like, it's not being like, you ain't want me to get hurt, do you? You know, so I spent some time to myself and went to Dallas, worked a few camps with some of my day one homies. And, man, I was supposed to leave the next day, but I couldn't even leave the next day. Just the way things are planned out, And this is how God works, man. I'm telling you, I feel like all you got to do is keep your faith and don't give up. Because as I'm down there in Dallas, man, I start running. Like when I say, I'm running for 30 to 45 minutes. Because at this time, I'm stressed out. Don't know about my wife, you know what I'm saying? Don't know about if I want to stick with radio. And I'm down here in Dallas, like I could pursue Thor down there. I could just say, forget the radio station down here in Lubbock, forget my wife. I could just start all over. You know what I'm saying? Just start all over with some of my day one homies. And just is like, I was like, I don't know who I can trust. And I'm just all over the place. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens when you live for God and not for security from man. You know what I'm saying? Because God is going to have you go through it. You're going to go through the dark before you get to the light. Long story short, man, I called my wife. We was fighting every day until one day I went, LaShawn Vacant, man. Shout out to LaShawn. I talked to him. His wife is also named Sabrina. They got three kids. I was there for them when they was playing for Tech. And he was like, Pete, go home. He was like, you're gonna be more prouder when y'all make it through this. You know what I'm saying? So I prayed, and I kept seeing Texas Tech stuff everywhere in Dallas. So I said, you know what? I called my wife. I'm just like, hey, I want to come home. She's like, I want you to come home, baby. You know how girls are. So we all love each other. Smush on the phone. But then I hit it with this. But yo, I need some money. And she was like, you spent all your money? I was like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't trying to, but I had to eat. Yeah. So anyway, she bought my bus ticket. She bought me a Greyhound ticket to get back, right? So my brother takes me to the Greyhound. You know, everybody got all their money on debit cards and stuff like that. And he just bought a new Mustang. I guess he was trying to stun on me or something. I don't know. No, I'm just playing. Shout out to your truck. So we go to Fort Worth to the bus station. And like, I ain't got no change. He ain't got no change. But the thing is, I was supposed to print out my Greyhound ticket. So I could print out the ticket at the house and then I just take it up there. So my wife didn't send me the ticket fast enough because I wasn't trying to miss the bus. So we get to the Greyhound, and the clerk is like, well, where is your ticket? I'm like, I ain't got my ticket. Can you just print it on your computer? She's like, nah, you can't print it out. I can't print it out here. I was like, well, how are we? She's like, well, there's a Staples across the street. So, and this is downtown Fort Worth. My bus leaves at 2 o'clock. Man, it's 1:30. You know what I'm saying? And this is downtown Fort Worth. So, man, my brother takes me over to Staples, and I'm just like, I know it's going to cost a quarter, but I didn't even have a quarter to my name. My brother didn't have no quarter because all he had was a debit card. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, I'm up in there, and I'm like, hey, how much does it cost to print? And then they told me like 15 or 17 cents. And I'm just like, ooh, how am I going to come up with this 17 cents? So I'm looking around, see who I can ask. But then this old school black man comes in there with some sweat, comes up in there, you know what I'm saying, pulls out a pocket full of change, So I'm trying to figure out the right time to ask him, right? So I'm just like, oh, shoot. So, you know, you got to be careful how you approach black people, especially old black people. Because they got a pocket full of change, and they'll look at you and tell you, I ain't got no change. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get my mind prepared for that. So I was like, hey, man, you got 17 cents I can borrow? He must have put his hand in his pocket, looked at me, and jiggled the change, and looked back at the clerk. I said, ooh, no, he didn't. Ooh, no, he's low. By this time, I'm panicking, right? I'm just like, ooh. But what he was doing was making sure he had enough change to take care of his transaction. So whenever he was leaving, he went ahead and gave me the 17 cents, and I gave the clerk. Then he left. I said, I asked him for his name, and I got his name, and I prayed for him. Right then and there. I mean, not out loud in front of the employees or anything, but I prayed for him right then and there, right? So then I was able to get my bus ticket. So then my brother took me back to the Greyhound, and then long story short, I'm on the Greyhound listening to music. And never mind this, I was running a couple of days ago, and my phone got real sweaty because I had to change my number, change my phone, and do everything. So my phone, I sweated so much that my phone, it's like you dropped your phone in a bucket of water. You know, that's how much I would run. So my phone was all defective, so I could barely use it. You know what I'm saying? So now I finally get my ticket. I'm on the Greyhound bus, trying to mess with my phone. You know, just so I can let my wife know that yo, I'm on the bus. I made it and I did all this. But anyway, I get a text message when I'm on the bus for like 20 minutes from my boss at the radio station in Lubbock. So I'm like, this is weird. Why is this dude texting me? At this time, I decided to go back to Lubbock with no job, and I'm just trying to make it with my wife, you know what I'm saying? Don't know how I'm going to make a living, but I know that I was like, and I decided not to give up on radio, too, but that's not no money right there in the position that I had, you know what I mean? Because it couldn't even pay for a cell phone bill. But that's the point I'm trying to make. So now that I'm on the bus with no idea of what I'm going to do to support my family, and decided not to give up, just to keep what I'm doing. 20 minutes in, I get a text message. I was like, this is weird. But my phone just magically unlocked. Like, it worked. And I was able to reply back. And then once I replied back to my boss, he texted me back. And then I'm just like, this is so weird to me. It's so weird. So then by this time, I think we're getting close to the Sweetwater or something, you know what I mean, on that back edge back there, coming towards West Texas. Then he calls me, and my phone works. Like, in my butt, I don't think you understand. My phone never worked because it was so wet. But he called me. I picked up the phone. He goes, Pete, I think we got some news that you think is good news. And I'm just like, well, what is it? I mean, don't jack around with me right now. I'm stressed. You know what I'm saying? But then that's when he told me I was getting promoted. Woo! I was like, and just like that, how your life could change. And I'm saying, a bus stopped in Big Spring, and this old lady, and like, I just started crying on the bus. Like, I couldn't get loud. I couldn't get all rowdy, because I've been waiting on this moment for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, oh my God, like, what? And I carry my Bible with me everywhere I go. So I pulled out that Bible. I started praying. I called my wife. It's like, yo, you won't believe this. She started crying. And I called my best friend, Chubb. He said, like, just the day before, I'm so confused. I'm like, man, I think what I'm doing is wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm not feeding my family, not taking care of my wife. I'm struggling. Like I started to question myself. What, like, man? Like, I think I need to try something else. You know, I was like, maybe I was listening to the wrong voice. But then I got that call. And now everything has changed. Now since I came back to Lubbock, everything has changed. I mean, everything. I don't even worry about money no more because it's just like I'm doing what I love. And then that's like they say you won't be successful until you start doing what you do for free. And for sure, that's something I started doing not for free, but it put me in a negative, homie. You know what I'm saying? But I was free from inside. I was alive. I'm able to go out there and be rejuvenated. When I wake up, I'm like, yo, what we doing today? Instead of how many blunts I can smoke, how many beers I can drink, how many girls I can have sex with, how many people I can screw over. Or worrying about going to a job, they're like, oh, I got to go to work again today. You know what I'm saying? So I was chasing happiness, and I ended up getting it. But I feel like God put me through something because if I'm not right, how can somebody listen to me so I can get them right? And if I'm not a family, I feel like God had to make me choose. I could have stayed down there in Dallas. I could have stayed because Dallas really looked great. You know what I'm saying? It really did. But then I was like, nah, man, I got to stay true to who I am. Stick to your guns, Pete. Be you. Then you say you're still in love with this girl, go back to your wife. You say you love radio, keep going. Just stick with it. A lot of people give up just because they don't get what they've been trying to chase for a week or a month or a year or what. You know what I'm saying? I feel like God's going to take you through the light. Because without the dark, how you know if you a star or not? The stars come out at night. That's just like in life. I feel like he's going to take you through something, but stick with it. Stay strong. I'm going to give a shout-out to Jeff because Jeff, and that's my boss, has some stuff to me that whenever I was in Dallas, he telling me, hey, yo, Pete, you know, when you're a married man, you know, you got to stay strong, man. But a lot of people don't be breathing life in your marriage. A lot of people, stay away from the people who don't bring life in your marriage. As long as you stay, as long as you love your wife, and as long as she brings a smile to your face, and you can still get that in you, hey, stick with it, you know what I'm saying? Because biblically speaking, you can't divorce your wife if she's been annoying. Only way you can divorce your wife only if she's committed adultery. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, man, you gotta stay focused. And I remember when I was going to the I got tired of people telling me, stay strong, Pete. You got this. Oh, we love the soul. It's like, man, yeah, you love the show, but yo, I can't even eat. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you tell me to stay strong. Everybody's telling me to stay strong. But now it's easy for me to sit here and be like, yo, stay strong. Don't give up. Now I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I still don't know a lot, but I get that part. You know, just like an athlete, when you dress over, when a good coach won't even let you bend over. But when you got your hand on top of your head, but when you get to college, they don't let you put your hand on top of your head. Because it's levels to everything. It's levels. In middle school, they let you bend over, maybe a little bit. But in high school, they don't let you bend over. They let you put your hands on top of your head. But if you keep going to the next level to go play Division One, they don't even let you put your hand on top of your head. You just got to find out to breathe. And when you breathe, you move it. So whenever you tired, you got some people around you, some other people get you going. You, like when you go to war, you're not really fighting for your family. You're fighting for that person on side of you. So that's what I'm saying. It's so harder to transition from sports into life just because. When you wake up, even if you do got a wife, yeah, y'all a team, but she goes to work, you stay at home, or you go to work, or she stay at home, or y'all both go to work at the same time, but you apart from one another. You see what I'm saying? So when you go to work, that becomes your family. But it's not more important than the family that what you already left, but that becomes your family. But that's who you're going to really go the balls out the wall with, because when you're on that football field or that baseball field, that hockey rink or whatever you own, when it's time to really dig deep, you don't look over to that person standing next to you, they're going to say, let's go. Let's eat. Then it's not till it's over. Then you can sit up and breathe. You're like, woo, mama, I did it. Wifey, I did it. Daddy, I did it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to feel that much better. So what I'm saying, man, don't give up. Find some inspiration in something. Find some inspiration in something. You got a seed in you that's gonna grow. But I'm gonna tell you, just like when you were in first grade and everybody makes them trees on the white styrofoam cup. Some people put water on it because like, I was that one dude that just pounded water on mine because I was just like, shoot, man, mine's gonna grow. But you can't do it that way. You can't overload yourself. You can't put too little because then you ain't gonna get enough water, enough nutrients for that tree to grow. See what I'm saying? But so that's why you got to keep moving. You can't stay dry. Slow motion beats no motion. A lot of people out here talk, like it's not about the sprint. It's about the marathon. A lot of people, I think Stephen Avey said this before on season two. I guess we in the microwave generation. We want it right now. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. Don't be no Toyota or Camry. I ain't saying nothing's wrong with them. But it's way longer to make a Rolls Royce or a Mercedes. See what I'm saying? Anything worth fighting for is anything. Anything's worth having is worth fighting for. You know what I'm saying? To whom much is given, much is required. See what I'm saying? So to wrap things up, when I was talking about December 30th, when I ended, me and my wife got in the fire, and I looked at it in a different perspective, like, this is how I'm going to end my next year on fire. But you want to know what? God broke me down. Broke me down. Just so he can help me finish the year on fire. Yeah, I said it. On fire. It's all about perspective, baby. Is your glass half full or is it half empty? So, That's 5:40 from December 30th. I told you, me and my wife, I asked her to marry me. Then we got married February 13th. Then we started bickering. Then we started arguing. I almost split up. I came back, got the phone call. Now me and my wife are getting on fire. I went from playing at Texas Tech, shooting up, blood, sweat, and tears, and now I'm on the sideline covering the game, sitting up there with the rich white people. Only one brother up there. People looking at me like I don't belong there. But you want to know what? I'm in there, baby. I'm in there. And it feels great. Feels great. You know what I'm saying? Lovely. So that's what I'm saying. That's how me and my wife, long as God willing, we gonna finish the year on fire. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about nothing like that. I'm talking about happiness. Are you happy with what you do? You're not happy in what you do, then maybe you're not being true. And if whatever you do, if you compromising your godly right, then maybe you do need another job. But part of godly rights is obeying the man right. To understand who you really listening to. You feel me? But the moral of the story is, it's all about perspective. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? We all got two legs, one mouth. Well, if we're all fortunate, most of us have two legs, two arms, one mouth, two ears. We probably got one mouth for 2 years, so we got to listen twice as more as we speak. But anyway, I'm gonna leave y'all with that. It's a season 3 opener with your boy T. Richardson, aka PDP, and Reverend Stephen Harvey. It's been a blast. It's been a blessed day. I'm gonna kick it with you next weekend. I'm gonna bring on an artist. I mean, next week, next Wednesday, we'll bring on an artist out of Dallas, Texas. I'm telling you, she's pretty good. But you got to tune in next week to listen. The station that keeps you going from station to station, this is the Saving Athletes, especially signing off, but I ain't going to sign off without playing the Tooth and Toe. It's all good. It's all good. Yep, Pretty Pete signing off. Here goes Lonnie Barker. It's all good off the album Tooth and Toe. Make sure you go cop that on iTunes or download it on SoundCloud and go look him up on Facebook. Also, you can shout out to Stephen Ivey, and then you can go follow me on Facebook at PeterPete05. Y'all have a great day. See you next week.
Oklahoma, 918 is where I started at. I started from the bottom of the bottom. I'm for real with it. Every time I seem to face a problem, I would deal with it. Young adolescent, battling with aggression. Life had me stressed, dealing with my depression. But there was no second guess. I'm deterred to win. It seemed like every time I turn around, I'm losing again. But I said, for so long, I had to play the call. I've been through all I faced, I'm now stuck like a boss. Yes, sir, I have my share of losses. I made mistakes often. My haters wanna see me lose, they wanna see me in the coffin. But I stay focused on my vision, not on my competition. They talk loud, but ain't saying nothing. But I don't ever listen. That's why you read what you sow. I sit back and watch it grow. I ain't the one for holding grudges. I forgive and let it go. My focus was on greatness. bust, I stop. I never carry no pot, never bang, never bust shots. I refuse to ever be a copycat, trying to be something I'm not. But they hated it, hated it, till the hate was outdated. I persevered through the hate, now I'm like, look, ma, I made it. They say I'm so motivated, they said my life was abraded. I've been through hell and high water.